As we were worshiping in your language, I was looking at the screen. You see, I studied Greek New Testament, and I'm trying to make sense of that. I see some letters in Greek, but I could not really read anything at all.
It's close.
It's close. Okay, so I see it. I just like to give a little background of myself. My connection to this church, I mean Capital Christian Center as a whole. I'm one of the first fruits of one of the missionaries that this church was supporting.
I was
in my first year college of civil engineering back in the Philippines when one of the missionaries they supported came there and preached the gospel.
Yes, yes, for Philippines, may you college um sangu may arachian kan mi missioner asteri zeka vevins mes patmet.
And I'm also familiar with the preaching of Pastor Glenn Cole, who just passed, you know, a few years ago.
Hokiarazata Pastor Glenn Cole, Pastor Ricky Hayre, vor karuzumer.
So one of our training when I became a staff of the student ministry was to listen to the cassette tapes preaching of Pastor Glenn Cole.
Asma yes por arten ashakertutyan tsarrayutyan mechei mish kasetov hima el et kasetneri chkan lusumei Pastor Glenn Cole-i kharuznere.
So when we came here in Northern California, I had the opportunity to see Pastor Glenn Cole and in Trinity Christian Center when he was a pastor, and just introduced myself to him, and he was so glad, you know, to know that people Amen. Like me are fruits of the missionaries they have supported. So we're talking about 1980s, so it was a long time. But this morning is very special. This is my first time, I think our first time, have a family friend here who's with us to worship with brothers and sisters in the Lord, you know, from the Armenian, from Armenia, right?
Սա առաջին անգամ է, որ մենք մասնակցում ենք մեր ընկերների հետ այստեղ, որ միասին երկրպագում ենք այս հայկական պաշտամունքի մեջ առաջին անգամ։
So when we were worshiping, I was reading Revelation 5, verses 9 and 10, and Revelation 7, 9 and 10. This actually, if you open your Bible there, if you read there, it's talking about people from every tribes, nations, and languages are worshiping the Lamb who sits on the throne. So we got a foretaste of that here, worshiping with you today. A foretaste of heaven. One of my friends, Christian friend from Australia, every time we see each other, oh, hey, my brother from another mother. Because we are all children of God under one family. Amen. Amen. This is the main passage of the verse of the message I'm going to share today, but I just like to read from Revelation 5 verses 9 and 10.
Սա հիմնական համարը չի, որ այսօր խոսելու եմ, բայց Revelation
chapter 5 verses 9 to 10.
5-րդ գլուխ 9-10 համարները կպատրաստես արդեն կարդաս.
Okay, just before that, I just like to, we're not reading it, but the idea is this was what happened when the saints were worshiping God. And it describes the golden bowls of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. That's what John is saying.
Well,
And so in verse 9 it says, and they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. Okay, can I just read that straight?
Yes.
You can follow in Armenian language. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. Out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
Արժանի ես առնելու այդ գիրքը եւ դրա կնիքները բանալու, որովհետեւ մորթվեցար եւ քո արյունովը մեզ գնեցիր Աստծո համար ամեն ցեղից եւ լեզվից եւ ժողովրդից եւ ազգից եւ ամեն Աստծո համար մեզ թագավորներ եւ քահանաներ արին եւ երկրի վրա թագավորություն կանենք.
Amen. You see, that was the result in God's answer to the prayers of the saints, like a golden bowl of incense. That golden bowl of incense was the prayer of the saints. They were not praying about the American dream. Okay? They were not praying all these things. They were praying for the nations of the world to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. Okay, the reason why we're here, and I really appreciate Pastor for inviting us, because we want to share what Jesus is doing to the nations. So we would be sharing stories, and then I would pull out scriptures from the Bible. But I'd like to point out that Jesus is alive. He is really alive. Sometimes, because we don't see him in physical form, just we are accustomed to see every day. When we say Jesus is alive, it is as if it's like an abstract idea. But we have stories after stories coming from the nations of the earth that would tell you that Jesus is alive, and he was there even before we went. He was there already. I have my own story to tell.
And
I have friends here who just also came back from the mission field. I'd like to Rowena to just stand, her family there on the table, Rowena and Benji.
Welcome, that's great. Thank you. Okay.
Rowena, she's a clinical lab scientist, works in Dignity Health or Mercy. She went out to Greece. So I'm going to call her later to share her stories. And also we have Chloe, she's a friend, family friend, part of our house group. She used to work as a nurse, ICU nurse at Kaiser. But she just arrived also from Saudi Arabia for a short-term mission work. I came back from Israel-Palestine. We have a lot of people who had just came back, but now they're in Texas because of a national staff conference. So we hope next time we'll have more people coming. Okay, so now I'd like to ask Rowena and Chloe, who would like to do first, share from Greece or Saudi Arabia? Okay, Rowena, let's welcome our sister Rowena to share.
Closer to Armenia.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
Neighbor, huh?
You know, and traditions too.
Yeah.
Close, yeah.
I'll try to do how are you in Armenian? Inch pesin?
Inch pesin.
Yeah.
Great
okay.
job. Thank you.
It's so good to see brothers and sisters here from Armenia.
Shaturakh enzes desnelim sireli kuyeghpayner.
So when I went to Greece, we see a lot of different nationalities. So these are the people that came from Iran, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, and it's so amazing how different people came to shelter themselves in Greece.
Սայն մարդիկ էին ժողովուրդը, որ եկել են Իրաքից, Իրանից, Աֆղանիստանից ու հավաքվել են Հունաստանում, որ բնակվում են.
Okay. So I joined the Vision School, which gives you a little class, different, I would say, background for these people that we are ministering also in Greece.
Ես մասնակցել եմ միսիայի մի դպրոցում, որ ծառայություն էին անում այս ազգերին Հունաստանում.
And it took me 8 weeks for this class. It's 8 Sundays before we went to Greece.
8 կիրակիներ ես դասի եմ գնացել, որպեսզի պատրաստվեմ գնալ Հունաստան այդ ծառայություն անելու.
I joined the medical and mission or mission and medical. We offer medical treatments to these patients that are refugees, most especially from Syria. It was not my heart to go and serve these people at first. I have a very comfortable life in Folsom and I love it.
Folsom եմ բնակվում եւ շատ հարմար կյանք եմ ապրում.
But God little by little changed my heart to see and capture the heart of God.
Եվ ասմակամած կամած Աստված իմ սիրտը փոխեց, որպեսզի իր սրտի պես տեսնեմ.
I have so many excuses because I have little kids as you see to take care. And I have a job that is impossible to take off from
the job.
But God keeps knocking on my heart to obey.
Բայց Աստված իմ սիրտը կանչեց, որպեսզի հնազանդեցնի իր խոսքին.
So, this scripture in the Bible in Romans 8 that says, because I was afraid, I don't know what to expect when I get there. Because at first it was in Turkey and then they changed it to Greece. But I was so afraid that my life wouldn't be safe there. And I said, who's going to take care of my little kids?
Շատ վախենում էի, որովհետև առաջուց պետք է գնայի Թուրքիա, հետո փոխեցին, որ Սիրիա պետքա գնամ, եւ անթադ մտածում էին փոքրիկներին, ով կնայի, եթե ինձ մի բան պատահի այնտեղ.
But Romans 8 says, even I did not spare my son to die for you. I'm just recording it.
Yes.
And so that verse got me and took my fear. Because God Himself gave His own Son to die for us in the cross. And so I went and obeyed, and I was so blessed beyond measure for the experience that I have in
Greece.
So we went there and served the refugees that were fleeing from their own country, and few of them were Christians because they were severely persecuted from being a Christian. And one family that still stood out in my mind is his mother and father were killed because this militia or the official learned that he converted into Christianity. So they flee from Syria to Greece by foot, and so many days just because they become a Christian. They were really persecuted, so they had to flee from Syria, going to Greece.
Մի քանիսն էին, որ ուղղակի քրիստոնյային այդ բոլոր իմիգրանտների մեջ, եւ այդ ակտիվ ասմա մի տանի կար, որ ոդկով Սիրիայից եկել էր մինչեւ Հունաստան եւ իր հավատքի համար մեծ հալածանքներ էր գրել, սիրելներս որ քրիստոնյա էր դարձել.
And so we went to this family and I thought we are encouraging them to remain, to be faithful, to stood up, to be a Christian. But
գնացինք այդ ընտանիքը եւ իրենց խրախուսեցին, որ իրենց հավատքի համար իրեն կանգուն մնան.
But instead, I was the one that was so blessed with their life and I was so embarrassed.
Եվ իրականում կարծես իմ համար էր ամոթը, որովհետեւ ես գնացի եւ ես օրհնվեցի իրանցից, այլ ոչ թե ես գնացել էի, որ խրախուսեմ իրենց.
Life in America is so good that we don't even hear or even experience any persecution to practice as a Christian.
Ամերիկայում կյանքը այնպես օրհնված է, որ մենք ոչ մի հալածանք չենք գրում մեր հավատքի համար որպես քրիստոնյաներ.
So that was one of the many stories that we heard. So we went to Greece for 5 or 6 days. We went to the city to hand out all this all the pamphlets that we informed them that there's a medical mission. We brought medicines for them and it's free, and a lot of them were so amazed that we came all the way from America to serve them free, and so many of them heard the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, մեզ ամեն դիտիքներ տվել են, որպեսզի բժշկական մենք մատուցենք այդ ժողովրդին, եւ գիտեք շատերը զարմանում էին, որ մենք Ամերիկայից եկել ենք իրենց համար ծառայություն անելու, իրենց բժշկական այդ բոլոր կարիքները հոգալու համար.
Thank you. And so when I came back here,
Երբ ես եկա այստեղ,
this is what I'm overwhelmed by what I experienced. So I came back 3 weeks ago and still it's fresh in my mind. You know, the faces, it's almost like your faces, like, oh!
Beautiful.
Yes, yeah. So, when we went there, what we were targeting is the one that's wearing hijab, because we know that they're not from Greece. So we handed them out this little paper that says come and take advantage of the medical that we are giving to you, and also they get to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Եվ իրենք օգտագործում էին այդ բժշկական իրերս իրերներս որպեսի հրավիրեն իրենց բուժվելու նման բաների համար, բայց նաև աստծո խոսքը որպեսի սերմանեն իրենց մեջ.
So here in Folsom, I saw few women that's wearing hijab, and before I was so distant with them.
Գիտեք հիմնականում որ մուսուլմանները ծածկում են իրենց գլուխները, եւ Folsom-ում երբ որ մի քանի օգու տեսնում էին, ինձ հեռու է պահում այդ տեսակ մարդկանցից.
But there it was precious in our sight because that's what we were looking.
Բայց այնտեղ Հունաստանում մեր համար շատ հոգեհարազատ էր, որտեղ մենք դրա համար էինք գնացել ու դա էինք փնտրում.
And so I heard that there's also a lot of refugees in Sacramento that's coming from the Middle East.
And
so I was planning to also get connected with them. They became so close to my heart now. So I just would like to end, since we're probably out of time. I just would like to end this. I have so many stories to tell, but I think my time is limited. I'm
going to
read Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
Եվ դուք զորություն կառնեք երկնքի ձեր որ Սուրբ Հոգին իջնի ձեզ վրա.
And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem.
Եվ դուք իմ վկաները կլինեք Երուսաղեմում.
And in all Judea and Samaria.
Յուդայում եւ Սամարիայում.
And to the ends of the earth.
Եվ ամբողջ աշխարհի ծայրերում.
So that's what God has commanded to us, that we will be witnesses. We have a big responsibility, a big job to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth.
Եվ Աստված մեզ այս պատասխանատվությունն ա տվել, որպեսզի մենք Աստծո խոսքը պատմենք բոլոր ազգերին.
And I would like also to add Romans 10 chapter 10 verses 13 to 14.
Ռոմեացի 10-րդ գլուխ 13 եւ 14 համարներն եմ ուզում նաեւ կարդալ.
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Նրանք ովքեր կանչեն Հիսուսի անունը կփրկվեն.
How then can they call on the one they have not believed in?
Իսկ ինչպես կանչեն նրա անունը, եթե չեն հավատացել?
And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard?
Իսկ ինչպես կարող են հավատալ, եթե չեն լսել?
And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
Իսկ ինչպես կարող են լսել, եթե մեկ իրենց չխարոզի խոսքը?
So this is our challenge, Christians, to spread the good news and share the gospel to everyone who have not heard about it.
Եվ սա մեր դժվարություններից մեկն է, որ Տերը մեր առջև դրել է, որպեսզի վկայենք իր խոսքը բոլորին սիրելիներս.
And I heard that it may take 7 times for the person to be preached or to be shared first before they finally.
Եվ ասում են ինձ ասել են որ 7 անգամ պետք է նույն մարդուն քարոզես, որ ինքը կարողանա ընդունի խոսքը, առաջինից չի լինում.
So you might be the first, you may be the fifth, or you might be the one that's going to harvest, you might be the seventh.
Եվ դու չգիտես դու որ երրորդն ես, միգուցե քեզանից առաջ արդեն 6 հոգի խոսացել է եւ դու 7-րդն ես, որտեղ քեզ տանում այդ մարդուն նորից վկայես.
So let's keep on sharing the good news.
Եկեք այսպես շարունակենք եւ Քրիստոսի բարի լուրը տարածենք։
Thank you.
Շնորհակալ եմ։
Good morning everyone. It's nice to be here.
Բարի լույս ձեզ բոլորիդ։
Pastor Wilfred asked me to share about my trip in 2015 summer. I actually went on a medical mission to Iraq.
Pastor Wilfred ինձ ասաց, որ ես ձեզ բաժնեցեմ ձեր այդ այն խոսքը, որ ես գնացել եմ Սաուդ Արաբիա 2015-ից։
In Iraq, we did medical mission and I was able to use my skill as a registered nurse.
Իրաքում ես աշխատել եմ այդ medical mission-ի մեջ։
Yeah. We actually had to go through this vision school. It's an 8 session program.
Եվ դրա համար պետք է գնաս միսիայի դպրոց ու մի քանի շաբաթների ծրագիր է։
Yeah, we actually have I am not at all like a master of the Bible or a theologian or anything.
Yes, աստվածաբան չեմ կամ աստվածաշունչը ամբողջովին չգիտեմ։
Most of us think that we have to be like that.
Շատերս կարծում ենք պետք է այդպեսի մեկը լինենք։
To become a missionary.
Որպեսի միսիոներ դառնանք։
And I learned mission school.
Եվ ես միսիայի դպրոցում սովորել եմ.
That the love of Christ.
Որ Աստծո սերը.
That because he died on the cross.
Քանի որ նա մահացավ խաչի վրա.
It doesn't need for a theologian to express that to people who don't know him.
Չի պահանջում որպեսզի մենք լինենք աստվածաբաներ կամ մեծ գիտության մարդիկ, որպեսզի մեզ օգտագործի.
And that's what I realized.
Եվ այդ ժամանակ ես հասկացա.
Because here in America we're so divided.
Որ այստեղ Ամերիկայում մենք շատ բաժանված ենք.
Even as Christians.
Ու իրոք մենք քրիստոնյաներս.
Different guidelines, different people saying this, saying that. It's confusing.
Տարբեր միգուցե կետեր, հասկացողություններ եւ շատ շփոթություն ա դա բերում.
And then when I went to Iraq.
Եվ երբ որ գնացի Իրաք.
All you had to do was share the love of Christ.
Միայն այն դեպքում, որ Աստծու սերը բաժնեցես մարդկանց հետ։
And people like cannot believe that there's a loving God. over
can you
there.
Say that again?
The people, the Iraqi people could not believe that there's love. From a God. Because Allah is a God who judges. So when they hear that He sent His Son to die on the cross for us, they could not believe it.
Նրանք չեն կարող հավատալ այն միտքը պարզապես, որ Աստված ուղարկեց իր որդուն, որպեսի խաչվի խաչի վրա։
So my heart actually changed because I'm not the compassionate kind of person.
Եվ իմ սիրտը այդտեղ փոխվեց, որտեղ ես այդպես գթառատ անձնավորություն չեմ։
I could not believe that these people don't actually know Christ. They don't know the love of Jesus.
Եվ ես չէի կարում հավատալ, որ այս ժողովուրդը ուղղակի չի հասկանում Աստծո սերը։
And here in America it's free. Nobody can persecute you.
Զրիա, եւ մենք չենք հալածվում մեր հավատքի համար։
So I had a change of heart and I asked God like, Lord, why would I come here to Iraq?
Եվ ես ասում եմ, թե ես ի՞նչ պետք է գամ Իրաք։
To leave my small kids.
Ու իմ երեխաներին թողեմ այստեղ Ամերիկայում։
And share this gospel. Why? But then I ask, and when I ask him, like, give me your heart. Why do you weep for these people? And I look at each one of the person I deal with as a registered nurse over there.
Եվ ամեն մի անձին, երբ որ նայում եի ես իրենց դեմքերին,
and I see them as just like me. They have problems. They have troubles. But the main difference is they don't have a Jesus Christ to lean on. And to ask for help. So it gave me the heart for the Muslim people.
Եվ ինձ Աստված սիրտը վեց մուսուլման ժողովրդի համար։
So the first 2 weeks of January I went back again.
Եվ առաջին շաբաթը հունվարի ես նորից հետ գնացի ծառայելու իրենց։
But this time to Saudi Arabia.
Բայց այս անգամ Իրաք չգնացի, այլ Սաուդ Արաբիա գնացի։
Most people don't want to go there. The places that I go.
Շատ շատ տեղեր ժողովուրդները չեն ուզում գնան, շատեր այստեղից, որտեղ լավ տեղ չի։
Because people are afraid.
Մարդիկ որովհետև վախենում են, հիմնական վախն է այդ բանը.
But for some reason I don't have any fear. I just want to go.
Չգիտեմ ինչի իմ մեջ այդ վախը վերացել է եւ ես ուզում եմ ուղակի գնալ.
I truly understood.
Ես իրականապես հասկանում եմ.
What the condition was in Matthew 24:14.
Ինչ Աստծո խոսքը ասում Մատթեոս 24:14-ի մեջ.
And it says it says the gospel shall be preached to all the nations. And then the end will come. And we keep praying in America, Lord, come. Come, Lord Jesus. But we don't understand there is a condition.
Բայց չեն կարող հասկանալ, որ պայման կա դրա հետ կապված, իր երկրորդ գալստի
հետ։ The gospel has to be preached to all the nations.
Ավետարանը պետք է քարոզվի բոլոր ազգերին։
In Iraq, Saudi Arabia,
Սաուդա Արաբիայում,
Turkey,
Թուրքիայում,
all these nations.
Այս բոլոր ազգերը,
they need to hear the gospel.
Նրանք պետք է լսեն Քրիստոսի մասին, ավետարանի բարի լուրը։
But nobody wants to go.
Բայց ոչ մեկ չի ուզում գնալ։
I don't know about you.
Ես չգիտեմ ձեր մասին։
I hope God steers your heart.
Ես հուսով եմ, որ
I challenge all of you.
Աստված ձեր սիրտը կշարժի, եւ սա մեծ դժվարություն է մեր առջև դրված բոլորիս։
We're not asking for the rest of your life.
Մենք ուղղակի ձեզանից ձեր ամբողջ կյանքը չենք խնդրում։
We're asking for 2 weeks to share the gospel to these people.
Երկու շաբաթ որ գնաք ու վկայեք այդ մարդկանց ավետարանի բարի լուրը, երկու շաբաթ միայն։
Because the people that we touch,
որտեղ այն ժողովուրդը, որ իրաց կպնում Աստված,
and we talk with,
եւ ում եք որ մենք խոսում ենք,
they have no idea who Jesus is.
Նրանք ընդհանրապես բացարձակապես չեն հասկանում, թե ով է Հիսուսը։
And what God's love is.
Եվ ինչ Աստծո սերը.
And I might be, we might be the only people who could share this to them.
Մենք կարող ենք այդ միակ ժողովուրդը լինել այստեղ, որ կարող ենք բաժնեցնել Աստծո մասին դենս։
So I hope this could open your hearts and minds, and God could steer your hearts to share this gospel.
Եվ հույսով եմ, որ Աստված մեր սրտի մեջ շարժ կանի, միգուցե մեր երիտասարդները կամ ինչ որ մեկը կգնա այդ քարոզի Քրիստոսի մասին.
To the, especially to the 1040 window where we have to reach them, reach the unreached, the unreached.
Հիմնականում այդ 1040 պատուհան են ասում, որ իսլամական երկրներն են այդտեղ բնակվում.
Thank you for your time.
Շնորհակալ եմ ձեր հրավերքի համար.
Well, we can talk all night about our stories. So I have my own story, but I'm going to organize it in a way. I share my story and then I'll pull out verses from the scripture.
Ես էլ մի պատմություն ունեմ ասելու, բայց այնպես կծրագրեմ, որպեսի խոսքի հետ կապակցեմ.
Okay, the main scripture that I had been meditating the past days, past weeks since we came here, or came back, was Romans 1:16-17.
Հիմնական համարները, որ ես մտածում էի, մտորում էի, նախքան իմ այստեղ գալը, Հռոմեացիների 1:16-ն, 8-րդ
գլուխ. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, first for the Jews, then for the Gentiles. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. As it is written, the just or the righteous shall live by faith. Paul was a very highly educated man. He was a Pharisee among the Pharisees. He was the top scholar, religious scholar of the time. He was a student of the most popular teacher, Gamaliel, of the time. Even after he became a Christian, he boasted about it in comparison to the surpassing knowledge of Jesus. He said, I'm a Pharisee among the Pharisees. But he said, all these things, I consider them dumb.
Բայց ասում եմ այդ բոլոր բաները ես հետ եմ դնում մի կողմ
In comparison to the surpassing of knowing the Son of God.
Որ եւ ավելի բարձր եմ գնահատում նա որ ես Քրիստոսին ճանաչեցի.
So when he said I am not ashamed.
Եվ ասում եմ ես չեմ ամաչում.
It was a fully loaded statement.
Դա ամբողջովին լծված մի համար է իր մեջ.
That captures all of his life who grew up as in Judaism.
Այդ համարի մեջ կարծես իր ամբողջ կյանքն է գրում.
He knew all the temple sacrifice.
Նա գնում էր որպեսի զոհաբերություն անել տաճարում.
That had to be done year after year after year after year.
Տարին հետո գնում էր նա զոհաբերությունների.
Because those animal sacrifices would only remind them of their sins.
Եվ այդ կենթանու զոհերը որ նա գնում էր անել ուղղակի հիշեցնում էր իրանց մեղքերի մասին.
Those are temporary.
Եվ այս բաները ժամանակավոր են։
But all the animal sacrifices are pointing towards the final, perfect and ultimate sacrifice.
Եվ այս բոլոր կենթանիների զոհերը, որ անում էին եւ Պողոս առաքյալ այդ բոլոր գիտությունը գիտեր, ուղում էին դեպի այն մեկը Հիսուս Քրիստոսը, որ պետք է գար։
Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Հիսուս Քրիստոսը Աստծո գարն է, որ ամբողջ աշխարհի մեղքերը վերառա։
So when Jesus gave his last breath on the cross, so, when he said it is finished,
երբ որ Հիսուսի վերջին շունչը տվեց խաչի վրա եւ ասեց վերջացավ,
the thick precious veil in the temple that separated the most holy place from the holy place,
տաճարի այդ բարակույրը վերևից ներքև պատրվեց եւ առանձնացավ,
was torn from top to bottom. Was torn from top to bottom. The most holy place then can only be entered by the high priest of the time once a year. So if there are five living high priests of the time,
So, եթե այդ ժամանակ կար 5 բարձրալ քահանա, որ կարային
They have to draw lots and whoever has drawn that lot would be the one to enter into the most holy place.
Նրանք պետք է վիճակ գցեին, տեսնեին այդ 5-ից ու մանգնում, որպեսզի կարողանային մտնեին այդ սրբության սրբոցը.
You see, the most holy place which contains the ark of the covenant, the holy presence of God.
Սա ամենասուրբ տեղն է եղել, որտեղ որ դրված էր ուխտի տապանակը.
Cannot just be entered by anybody anytime.
Ու ոչ մեկ չէ կարող մտնել ոչ մի ժամանակ անցյալում.
But when Jesus died,
բայց երբ որ Քրիստոսը մահացավ,
the perfect sacrifice
այդ կատարյալ զոհը
for our sins,
մեր մեղքերի,
for all the peoples of the world,
եւ աշխարհի բոլոր ժողովուրդների համար,
that thick precious veil was gone.
Այդ վարակույրը պատրվեց եւ վերացավ.
And in Romans 5 verse 1 and 2 to 3 Paul is saying we have now access.
Եվ Հռոմեացիների 1-ի մեջ Պողոս առաքյալը ասում է, «Եվ հիմա մենք մուտք ունենք»։
Then it was just the high priest designated for the time.
Անցյալում տարիներ առաջ նախքան Քրիստոսը միայն պետք է քանան։
But everyone of you, you and me, who have received forgiveness of our sins, who have received forgiveness of our sins,
Ովքեր որ ներում գտան մեր իրենց մեղքերի համար,
because of our faith in Christ,
որ մեր հավատքի միջոցով
we have direct access
anytime ամեն ժամանակ դու կարող ես
հալելույա
ներկայության մեջ
I was in Jerusalem the last day of our mission team there
ես Երուսաղեմում էի եւ վերջին օրը մեր
միսիայի we went to the skull mountain of the Golgotha where Jesus was supposed to be crucified
գնացինք այն վայրը որտեղ որ Գողգոթան էր ու Քրիստոսը խաչվել այդ
And the temple mount was not very far it was very close
Եվ տաճար այդտեղից որտեղ որ սրբության սրբոցը
So I was just imagining when Jesus said it is finished
Ես ուղղակի sense պատկերացնում եմ այն պահը որ Հիսուսը ասեց խաչի վրայից
It could mean everything but also he was looking at the temple in Jerusalem
Երբ որ կանգնում եք այդտեղ այդ վայրը նայում է ուղիղ տաճարին
And he said it is finished now every person can come to the Father
Նա նայում էր այդ վայրին եւ ասում էր վերջացավ ամեն մեկը կարող է մտնել սրբությունը
Brothers and sisters in the Lord that's the gospel that God had entrusted to you and me
Սիրելիներ, այս ավետարանն է, որ Աստված վստահել է ինձ ու քեզ։
Now, I think some people and even pastors and church leaders would come to me.
Եվ գիտեք, շատերը առաջնորդներ լինեն թե ժողովուրդներ, օրինակ գալիս են ինձ եւ հարցնում են։
And mission it's for you it's for others it's for
Ասում են mission ձեր համար է ովքեր որ կարող են գնում են mission
It's for crazy people
Ուղղակի խենթ մարդկանց համար է
But look we have nurses and clinical lab scientists I don't think they're crazy
But they say guys բժիշկները ու տարբեր clinical lab
I don't think you would go to an ICU with an ICU nurse who's crazy looking after you
Ու գիտեք այս ինչ նշանակում որ
So they're just moms and dads
Ու մայրը ծնողներ են որ թողում են իրենց այսերի աշխատանքը երկու շաբաթ մի քանի շաբաթ ու գնում են այնտեղ
Also going back to Romans chapter 1 Paul said before he said I am not ashamed of the gospel he said I am obligated
Տեսեք Պողոս առաքյալը ելի հետ գնանք Ռոմեացիների 1:16 մեջ որ ասում է ամոչ եմ համարում ավետարանը խարոզելու բայց ասում է պարտական եմ ինձ զգում
Maybe in your version it says I am a debtor
debtor ինչա debtor
What's that in Armenian?
Պարտական, պարտական. Ասում է ես պարտական եմ ինձ զգում.
Now, let's we have at least two common experience understanding what an obligated person or a debted person is.
Երկու ձև կարող ենք հասկանալ թե ինչա նշանակում մարդ, որը որ պարտական է իրան զգում.
You go to the bank and apply for a credit card.
Գնում եք բանկ եւ դիմում եք credit card-ին.
Oh, borrow money.
Կամ ուզում եք փող վերցնել.
You are indebted to that bank or to the company.
Դու արդեն դու պարտական ես լինում բանկին դրա համար.
Until you fully pay what you owe.
Ինչ որ քո պարտքը վերջնական վճարես եւ.
Can we relate with that?
Կարող ենք մեզ համ
Is there anybody that doesn't have a credit card? Does have any debt at all?
Ու կարող մեկը կա որ ընդհանրապես պարտ չունի.
That's the most common one.
Right?
And we can all relate to that. But that is not the kind of indebtedness that Paul is talking about.
Can you say that again?
That is not the kind of being obligated indebtedness that Paul is talking about. He was talking about God finding himself worthy to entrust the gospel. And that sense of indebtedness stays until he delivers the gospel to the nations, to the Gentiles. Well, you might say, well, that's Apostle Paul. I'm not an apostle. But there's another word for that, that Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians 5:20. We might not be like Apostle Paul, 5:20, 2 Corinthians 5:20. And he said, we are ambassadors. We're ministers of reconciliation. Okay, let me give you an illustration, my personal experience of being indebted. First time in 2000, first time I visited California, I was still in the Philippines. I met a sister in the Lord, whose father is a pastor, is a friend of mine back in the Philippines. And she asked me, can you bring this amount of money for my father back in the Philippines? I said, of course. So I went back to the Philippines with that amount of money. Just enough, that's, you know, when you enter a country, there's some things you have to declare. But so when I went back home, the first thing I had to do was to meet the pastor friend of mine. And gave that money to him. He was so happy. We had a great time of fellowship. And told him about his daughter's life in California. And I was so happy. And I was so glad that I had the privilege and delivered that was entrusted to me. I did not borrow money from him or from his daughter. But she found me worthy of that trust to take that money to his father. Brothers and sisters, by virtue of our salvation in Christ, the gospel has been entrusted to you and to me. You don't say, oh, I did not go to the Bible college. I did not go to the seminary. When Paul wrote this, there was no seminary, there was no Bible college. You and me had received forgiveness of our sins. They are qualified to take that gospel. You see, the very essence of the gospel is very simple. Only God provide a perfect sacrifice for us. You see, I'm a very academic person. I went to the seminary. I studied theology. But you don't have to be very academic to understand that. Okay, let me share something. I went to Israel and Palestine. Let me share something. Every home, every family has its own story. So what we do in this is what we call field operation. This is based on Luke chapter 10. When Jesus sent out disciples, his two by two, to different villages and towns where he was going. He instructed them, don't take anything with you. No food, no water. Okay. So in today's version, no credit cards, no debit cards, no phone. At least we made some compromise. We at least were allowed to bring a backpack. Now, if you're coming from a state or coming from the U.S. or in California, where you know, you are used to have a GPS and all these things before you drive. You'd say, this is crazy. Why would I do this? This is a stone age. But the point is, we're literally putting ourselves in a situation where we could just trust God and nothing else and no one else. We had to trust that Jesus is already there. So we were given the name of the village where we're supposed to go. Nobody had ever gone to that village. This was in Palestine. This was a remote village. Very remote village. We don't have specific address. And you know, we took buses.
And
the last one we had to take a taxi. The taxi driver was asking us, "What? Where exactly do you want me to drop you?" You see, it's not like GPS where you have the number, street number, the house. We don't have that. Just take us to the center of the village. And when we arrived there, the taxi driver said, "Who are these foreign, strange people coming? They don't know where they're going." He dropped us at the center of the village. And we started praying. And there are people looking at, you know, they have, you know, question in their eyes. And we pray. And we are believing what Jesus had promised, that find that man of peace. So we have to trust Jesus leading. This was Jesus leading us. So we started walking, and I had girls with me. I was the oldest in the team. So we go out in teams. I have a Korean, two Koreans, and one Japanese. Ladies, I was the only man. So we started walking. And one of the things we do, we decide who's going to lead the team. It's not by election or voting. So we ask the Holy Spirit, who's going to lead us. And after that, you know, he or she would lead. In my heart, God had always told me to let the younger generation lead. So it takes a lot of humility to do that, right? It takes a lot of humility to do that. Here am I, I'm ordained minister of the Assemblies of God. With years of experience and being led by younger people. But really, it was Jesus leading us. So we decided that this is where we're going to walk. We started walking. And we are seeking for that man of peace. And we saw an old couple. A couple, man and husband and wife.
They were
actually about to leave. They were going to towards their car. But one of the trainings we have, this is secret, okay? Don't tell everybody, but one of the things we do is like, we approach. And in Arabic, this is how we say, Munkin Hamam. Munkin Hamam, which means, Munkin Hamam, can we use your restroom, your bathroom? And they said, of course, come over. They would open their house and open their restroom, open their bathroom. And one of the things they experience, they have funny bathroom. Funny bathroom. Especially very hard for women to pee. Because it was right there on the floor. It's not like you sit in a bowl, right? You go here, you sit on the bowl, but even before you sit, you have this seat cover, like the paper,
honestly,
right?
Most of us experience it. Some villages in Armenia. Some villages.
But the reason why we do that, because everybody, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from, you need to pee, right? Each one go to the restroom, and one by one, we started talking to the people.
The
couple are very hospitable. But because they are about to leave, you know, they had to say sorry. So we left from that house. And then we prayed again, Jesus, the sun is going down as we shall have found a man of peace. We tried to find a high place and pray over the village.
You see, that
village, nobody has brought worship and prayer or blessing for that village since that village
existed.
So we pray, and then we keep walking. We approach a cemetery. And it was almost dark. So we pray, we sing, you know, we open our eyes. When we approach a cemetery, but towards the end of the village, I told the girls, the ladies, I think we should turn back. But then there was this little girl, their eyes like, you know, sparkling, and they were so surprised with the Korean girls, Korean ladies coming to the village. So I told the girls, they seem to be very, you know, they're very amused that you're here. I think you have to engage them in conversation. With a very limited language, one sentence, one word, very limited, we're able to communicate with the girls.
So and
one of the girls said, Come.
House.
Just right after the cemetery, you pass the cemetery, was their house. And when we went to their house, the mom opened her house. And welcomed us. And in Palestine, and especially in that culture, I think, I don't know so much about your place, but standard expression of hospitality is they would serve you tea or coffee. Fresh tea. But they would always ask, sugar? You see, I drink a lot of tea, but without sugar. So I never had so much sugar in the past 2 weeks in my life until that time. So I say, one teaspoon is okay, one teaspoon is okay. But she had six girls, all girls. So how would you share the gospel, the love of God to these people when you don't know their language, they don't know our language? The little girls speak a little. The one girl speak a little English. They were watching Korean novella. Koreans are popular in Israel, Palestine. One of our sisters, she is Japanese and Korean. She speaks both. She's a master of origami. Origami, you know what origami is?
Origami.
You make birds or frogs out of a paper. It's a Japanese thing.
And she spoke Korean.
She speaks Japanese and Korean. So I told her, go ahead and show them how you make the origami. And the girls were so fascinated. They were so happy. And the mom was so happy to see her children happy. The Palestinian people are totally different from what we see and what we hear here from the U.S. They're very hospitable people. I thought the Filipinos are the most hospitable people. Then I went to Palestine, they're more hospitable than us. But just as much as the mom wants us to, because one of the things we do, we go towards the night, and they would ask, where are you going to sleep? It's getting dark. And you tell them, we don't know, but we believe God will provide us a place. So she called, her husband was working in Israel. You see, one of the things you should know that if you're a Palestinian, you cannot go inside, go to Israel or Jerusalem unless you have a permit. So her husband had a working permit, and she's gone. He only comes back every weekend. So just as much the wife is so hospitable, she wants to have a stay in her house, but their culture, because the man of the house is not there. So she called, she made some calls, we don't understand. So we're praying to Jesus, hoping she's not calling people that would kidnap us. And suddenly a car came and a man came out and got inside the house. That man was her brother. And, we introduce ourselves. We go by ethnicity. They say, I'm from the Philippines, she's from Korea, she's from Japan. And they're so happy, how come people from all these countries come to us? And when they would ask us questions, why did you come here? We always say from our heart, we love Palestine because God loves Palestine. So the love of God is very important. That's the most important thing that we take to the people. So anyway, her brother told us, come to my house. You sleep in my house. So he brought us to another village, to his village. And you know, they live in a four-story building. Palestinians, they build tall buildings. Where grandpa and grandma lives there. Brothers and sisters. Uncle and aunts. And their children. So it's not just one family in one building. It's very hospitable and they offered us food. So we followed what Jesus said, eat whatever they would serve you. And drink whatever they would serve you. So we made ourselves dependent on the hospitality of the man of peace. And they would ask, the question would always be asked, why are you here? So we don't have to lie. We have to tell them the very reason why we were there. We say, we love Palestine because God loves Palestine. And we want to share the love of God through Jesus. They were very nice. They don't debate with us. He did not disagree with us. He just listened to what we said. And it helped that we don't know the language. It helped us that we don't really know the language that much. Because they're happy to help us say the right word. So that becomes like, you know, an opportunity for a conversation, opening up their heart and their home. So in a very short period of time, with God's help and the Holy Spirit, we're able to share the very essence of the gospel. You see, the Palestinian people, or the Muslims in general, they have respect for Jesus. As one of the prophets. But Muhammad is the greatest prophet. They don't believe that Jesus actually died on the cross. That's in their Quran. But we have to insist that Jesus actually died. He had to die as a sacrifice for us. So Ismail, his name is Ismail, he said, Muhammad, only Muhammad. But only Jesus died on the cross. And suddenly he just pulled out his rag. I was looking at his watch, pulled out his prayer rug, and prayed right in front of us. So while he was praying, we were praying, engaged in spiritual warfare in our hearts. There's just so much darkness and deception, spiritual deception in the land. That's why I did not know. God exposed my heart that I didn't really have the love for the Palestinians until I went to Palestine.
Եվ կարծես Աստված իմ սիրտը բացեց, որպեսզի ես հասկանամ, ես այդ սերը չունեի Պաղեստինի ժողովրդի հանդեպ, մինչև որ ես գնացի Պաղեստին.
So anyway, they hosted us, we slept there.
And then, ասպես, նրանք մեզ ընդունեցին, մենք քնեցինք իրանց տուն.
And then very early in the morning,
ես շատ վաղ առավոտյան,
he went up to the rooftop,
գնաց իրենց կտուրը,
and called the whole village to prayer.
Եվ ամբողջ իրենց յուղի ժողովրդին կանչեց աղոթքի.
That man was the chief in the village.
Այդ մարդը իրենց յուղի գլխավորն էր.
You see, Jesus led us to this man.
Տեսնում եք, Հիսուսը մեզ տարա այդ գլխավոր մարդին.
That was not the original village we wanted to go.
Մենք ընդհանրապես չենք նախատեսել, որ այդ յուղը պետքա գնանք.
That's the next village. But God, Jesus brought us to this man of peace. In the morning, when we're about to leave, we express our appreciation and we explained the gospel very briefly, and we said, out of the goodness of our heart and our appreciation, what you have done for us, your hospitality, we want to give Injil. Injil is the Arabic translation of the Bible.
Եվ ասացինք, որ քանի որ մենք շնորհակալ ենք այն բաների համար, որ դուք մեզ արեցիք, մեր սրտի երախտագիտություն ուզում ենք հայտնել այսպես, որ արաբերեն Աստվածաշունչը տանք ձեզ.
So he opened it with his two hands like this.
Եվ այսպես իր երկու ձեռքերով բացեց Աստվածաշունչը.
Քիսե
պաչեց.
Put it, touch it in his forehead.
Դրեց իր գլխի վրա ճակատին.
And place it on top of the shelf. They gave the same reverence to the Bible as they give to the Quran. They will be offended if you put your Bible or Quran on the floor or lower than.
Իրանք շատ վիրավորվում են, եթե դու քո գիրքը դնում ես ինչ-որ գրքերից ցածր Աստվածաշունչը, պետք է լինի ամենաբարձրը։
So therefore, if you understand Islam, it would take a long time for them to really decide to follow Jesus.
Եթե իրականում հասկանանք Իսլամը, իրանք շատ ժամանակ ապրեք, որպեսզի նրանք հետևեն Հիսուսին.
Because they were born and they grew up and that's all they know. They studied the Quran.
Որտեղ ծնվել են, մեծացել են ու լսել են այդ բաների մեջ.
So Jesus sent us there. So this man had an opportunity to read the Bible in his own language.
Եվ Հիսուսը մեզ ուղարկեց այնտեղ, որպեսզի նա հնարավորություն ունենա ավետարան Աստվածաշունչը
կարդալ։ So we have to keep on praying. We have to keep on praying for that man.
Եվ մենք աղոթեցինք այդ մարդու համար.
Because that man had heard the gospel.
Եվ այդ մարդը լսեց ավետարանը.
Read the Bible.
Կարդաց ավետարանը.
And all the prayers of the saints.
Բոլոր սուրբերի աղոթները.
When that man would become a follower of Jesus.
Երբ որ այդ մարդը Քրիստոսի
դեմ. Just imagine the witness he would bring to the whole village.
Այդ բոլոր յուղի ժողովրդին
կբերի. And the nearby villages.
Եվ այդ յուղի ժողովրդին կբերի Քրիստոսին.
And this is most of the things we do.
And say American words of
home home after home, families after families, they have their own stories. You see, I'm speaking without notes because it's from my heart and from my mind. Because it's like imprinted in my mind and in my heart. So as far as, though, I'd like to again go back to the gospel. As far as the gospel is concerned, it's very clear. Only God provides, only the death of Jesus provides forgiveness of our sins. Because the Muslims reject that. They rejected that Jesus died on the cross. Islam as a religion provides their own way of. That's why they cannot understand the love of God. They cannot conceive of God sending His Son to die for us on the cross. And so pray for Ismail. Very hospitable, and the next day he drove us all the way back to the main city. And he said, anytime you come back, please come to my place. Please visit us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the man of peace that Jesus is talking about. So I have so many stories in Palestine, but I like to go to Israel. I don't want you to miss what happened in Israel as well. But our first experience, because we went to Palestine first, when we went to Israel, our encounter with Israel says, oh, we want to go back to Palestine.
Առաջինը գնացինք Պաղեստին, հետո գնացինք Իսրայել, մեր ծառայությունը կարծես ասում ենք
They are not as hospitable as the Palestinians.
Իսրայելի ժողովուրդը անգամ այդքան հյուրասեր չեն, ինչքան Պաղեստինի ժողովուրդը.
If you grew up here in California, or people smile and say hi and how's going, and you just see faces, you know, flowing and no expression and eyes, no. But I had my own story. Yeah. Okay, so again we switched on different team. We were given the village to go. This is a remote village. And we work on a tight budget to just get a bus, another bus, and then walk.
But the first
bus we took defrauded us, did not give us the right amount of, you know, ticket, bus ticket.
So
on our first bus, we are already off budget.
We
had to take another bus and drop us on the wrong station. So we were lost. And we were hungry. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We didn't have our lunch yet. So we prayed. We started walking. Say, where are we going, Jesus? Jesus, lead us. You know, there are many roads. Where are we going? North, east, west, or south? Or going back home? But going back home was not actually an option. Or going back to the base was not an option. Going back to the base was not an option.
Հիմնական որ գնանք մեր հիմնական կետը որտեղից եկենք, դա էլ option չէ, հնարավորություն չէ.
So we keep praying, we keep walking.
Եվ աղոթում ենք ու քայլում ենք.
Accidentally we realized we're actually at the southernmost of Galilee, south of Sea of Galilee.
Եվ դե զգացինք որ մենք Գալիլեա ծովի մոտ ենք արդեն.
So it was a bonus. It was a bonus for us.
Եվ մեր համար կարծես դա բոնուս էր.
We did not intend to go there. So might as well we took pictures and meditate and read scriptures. Oh, this was the place where Jesus walked on water. It was the place where Jesus was recruiting his first disciples. And so we forgot that we're actually lost. So after that we came back to where we were dropped and asking people where the village where we're going. And again it was getting dark. So this time I had two Korean ladies and Hispanic from Las Vegas.
She's from Las Vegas.
So we keep walking and then suddenly the Hispanic sister had problem with her foot. So we had to stop walking and pray. We prayed. And then after like 30 minutes, she's okay. We keep walking again. And it's really getting dark and darker. And she had her foot problem again. We had to stop. And we keep asking people, where is this town? Where is this village?
I
said, oh, it's a little funny. You have to take a bus. So we waited for the bus. I was looking around where, you know, if we don't make it, maybe we might as well just sleep in the stop station, bus stop station.
Bus.
Anyway, we took the bus. And the bus dropped us at, you know, we're supposed to be. But the village is still a long walk away from the main road. It was uphill. It was an uphill walk. And so not again. I have never walked in the past 10 years of my life until I went to Israel-Palestine.
Yes.
You see here, you just go to Walmart and you drive, right? even if it's just a mile, you drive. But there you walk miles and miles and pray and worship and sing to Jesus. It was getting dark, and again we passed a cemetery. This was a Jewish cemetery. And I told the girls, I think we have to turn back. You see, my faith, the girls have bigger faith than my faith. So we keep walking until we reach the village. You see, this, in Israel, there are villages, they build communities and villages on the hills or in the mountain. This was called a moshav. A moshav is a community created by people who are related to every person in the village. So it's like a clan or a tribe.
So
when we approach a village, there's a big steel gate. So how can we get into the village? And then we realized there was a man gate where we could slip in. And again, the girls are about to pee. It's a standard approach. As our approach, like, oh, I really need to pee. And so we are trying to find, or there's an open door, or somebody outside the house. So we saw this one lady outside her house. And we tried to, with our big smile, said, now this was, I forgot that the Hebrew, in Hebrew, but basically, can we use your restroom? And the woman looked at us with, you know, not smile or very, who are these people? But he said, yes, okay, but no, woman only, woman only. Unfortunately, I could not pee. But even then, there were three ladies. The woman said, only one woman. So I'm right there, and then we knew it was not the house of peace that Jesus prepared for us. We kept walking, we kept praying, and we reached a dead end, and nobody opened the door for us. Nobody greeted us. So we went back and go to the other side, keep walking. But it was actually like a U village, where this is letter U, and then the middle is a farm. And so we went to the other side. And then we reached a dead end.
Dash.
We reached a dead end again. And the lamppost was flickering and the light was finally gone. So pretending I'm very spiritual than them, I tell, I think that's a sign that we should go back. But the guy said, can we just knock one more door and there's nobody would open? Then we go back and find where we could sleep. So just when the girls were about to knock on the door of the house, the woman from the other side of the street came out, throwing something on the dumpster. And she looked at us. What are you doing here? Guess what the girls answered. Can we use your restroom? It says, yeah, come to my house. She was so nice. She was so very nice. And said, Where come from? Oh, I'm from the Philippines. She's from Korea. She's from Japan. She's from Mexico. So, wow, amazing. They were happy. And the next question, where are you going to sleep? I said, we didn't know. We believe God will provide us a place to sleep. Have you eaten your dinner already? Said no. He said, now I know why I cook so much food. You see, the couple just arrived from their family vacation from the Dead Sea. With their son and daughter who are serving in the military. So they had been gone for a week. So when they arrived, there was nothing in the ref, in the refrigerator. There was no food in the refrigerator. In the morning of that day, she told her husband, buy this, buy that, and gonna cook a lot of food. And the husband said, why are you asking me to buy these things? We don't eat these things. And why are you gonna cook so much food? It's just you and me. And so she told us, now the reason why I cook so much food, because God knows somebody is hungry tonight. And so her husband said, sleep here in our house. The wife said, yeah, you can sleep in our living room. She speaks very good English, but the husband barely speaks English. But he told his wife, why would you have them sleep in the living room? Let them sleep in our guest room. I mean, that was not typical kind of hospitality, right? Like here in the US, we teach our children, don't talk to strangers, right? How much more like welcoming somebody you don't know and then let them sleep in your place. This was the house of peace that Jesus prepared for us. And she said, okay, take your hot shower. And the girls are always like ecstatic. Yay, we are going to have our shower. We've been walking and walking all day, and now we can have shower. Hot shower.
Yes.
And you said, while you're taking your shower, I'm preparing the food. So she prepared the first one. We thought that was the main one. Said, no, that is just the introduction. The main course is when you're all done with your shower. And we would and we would eat all together. So in a very short period of time, because Jesus was already there working in their hearts, preparing their hearts, we have that connection, enjoy their hospitality, were able to share the gospel. They did not, and Miriam, her name is Miriam. When I explained to her about the death of Jesus on the cross, the only provision of God for forgiveness of our sins, she said, oh. She said, this is totally foreign to me. I've never heard such this. You see, if the Muslims did not believe that Jesus died on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, the Jews did not accept the death of Jesus on the cross. They still insist on being right with God by their own good works. So the Muslims are just as lost because they didn't believe Jesus died. Like the Jews who don't believe that Jesus' death on the cross was for the forgiveness of our sins. You see, the very essence of the gospel is this. Only God provides forgiveness of our sins. Take us all the way to Adam and Eve when they disobeyed God. They were hiding and running and sowed fig leaves for themselves to cover the shame and guilt. But God said, before me, you are still naked, and I will provide you a better covering. In chapter 3 of Genesis, that's the animal skin. Where do you think that animal skin came from? From an animal. An animal was sacrificed to provide that skin covering for that. You see, the gospel is all the way back there. This atonement, this covering, points towards the perfect covering for our sins for Jesus on the cross. And most religions of the world are like that. Like sewing fig leaves for themselves to cover their shame and guilt. But biblical Christianity says God alone provides better covering for us. The death of Jesus on the cross. But even here in the U.S., there are people that think, oh, I'm good, I can do this and that.
And
I will be good before God because of this. But God is saying, no, that's not enough. That's the lie of the devil. That you can be saved by your own good works. But God said, I will provide you a better covering. And that is what Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Paul knows about the animal sacrifice. Paul knows about all the animal sacrifices in the temple. But when he found Jesus, he was just overwhelmed by the power of the gospel. So brothers and sisters, I would encourage you, maybe in your lifetime, you had an opportunity, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, going to the nations and share this gospel.
To share
the very gospel we talk about here is the same gospel that people need to hear. Hallelujah. You and me were ambassadors. You and me We are obligated, we're indebted to people
մենք
who cannot know the gospel.
Ես երկու պարտական եմ, կարծես այդ պարտքը մենք պետք է յետ տանք.
Not because you owe them something, you borrow them something, but because God find you and me worthy.
Ոչ թե որ ինչ-որ մի պարտք ենք վերցրել, երբ այդ Աստված մեզ արժանավոր է գտել, որ մենք այդ
And just I will close with this that you may think, well, we didn't know to go there because there's technology, you know, not everybody should go. I believe not everybody should go, but even Israel is in the front of, you know, high technology. There's only about 20,000 Israeli citizens who are followers of Jesus.
Անկամ Իսրայելը, որ ամենամեծ տեխնիկայով զարգացած, տեխնոլոգիով զարգացած երկիրն է, միայն 20,000 հայերեն են, որ
There is no substitute for a face-to-face conversation, flesh and blood. There's no substitute for face-to-face communication. Maybe FaceTime and say, I love you in the Lord, that's easy, and they can see that here. But it's different when you eat
the
that you say thank you even with the risk of having a stomach problem. God could have done that. Stomach problem, like trouble, stomach trouble.
Yeah.
But you see, even God, he could have just downloaded the message from heaven and we could get the signal and say, oh, God loves me, yeah.
Անկամ Աստված կարող էր այնպես անել, որ երկնքից падգամը գար հեռախոսի մեջ, ասենք, ու Աստված մեզ սիրում է, բոլորի հեռախոսների մեջ.
That's the mystery of incarnation. God came upon us and he dwelt among us.
Եվ Աստված եկավ մեզ վրա
եւ He ate the food we ate. Մեզ
բնակեց.
Jesus. He drank the wine and the water that we drank.
Մեր ուտելիքը կերավ.
He experienced hunger.
Նա մեզ սովեր զգում.
And he died on the cross.
Եվ խաչի վրա մահացավ.
So that in itself is very powerful. Jesus was about 30 years old before he started actually preaching the gospel. That means the past 30 years of his life, the 30 years of his life before his public ministry launching, was being with the people. But don't worry, we're not asking you to stay there for 30 years like Jesus. We're just challenging you to take the experience 2 years, two weeks, and 2 weeks short term.
And
wherever the Lord will take you from that, it's between you and the Lord. I close. Jesus, he said, when the gospel is preached to all nations, he will come again. All the problems of the world will be gone. That's why, brothers and sisters, let us not be ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
The gospel that God has given you. He entrusted it to you. He entrusted it to you and me. And until we share that with someone else, we are indebted. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. God bless us all.
Shalom, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah.